I'm John Baxter with my colleagues, Alejandro Pina Exclusa. He is living away from his country of Venezuela because of the persecution of the illegitimate president and dictator and bully Maduro. And Ernesto Araújo, who is a member in good standing of the foreign ministry team once upon a time for Jair Bolsonaro, and is very pleased with a post by Donald Trump in these last hours supporting Bolsonaro and identifying what is obvious to anybody who looks at it, lawfare in Brazil is being used to suppress the next presidential vote and perhaps a legislative vote as well by persecuting Bolsonaro for said to be conspiracy crimes that have not been proved in court. But in any event, I come back to what the region is most worried about right now, which is political violence. Within these last hours, there's news that there is an arrest, a detention, having to do with the assassination attempt of a 39-year-old legislature senator in Bogota, Colombia, who is remaining quite at risk, critical, because it was a shot to the head by a teenager holding a pistol. The arrest has to do with who paid or convinced a child to commit murder of another human being. Alejandro, I come to you on this because you know these circumstances better than I do. What now is the explanation for the attempted assassination? Thank you.
Well, first of all, in Colombia, usually these mobs, these gangsters, they recruit minors, people under 18 year old, because they know they cannot be put into jail in a normal way, but they have certain leniency for them for being young. But these are experts. These are even though they might be under 18, they're people who have committed many crimes. And the guy who was captured yesterday, alias El Costeño. El Costeño means a guy from the coast. His last name is Arteaga. He's the head of the five people team who attempted against Miguel Uribe, the senator. There was this woman, minor, El Costeño, who was the boss of the group, and then two more men. All of them are in jail. But the thing is, they were working for someone else. And in this sense, I want to say something very important. And it's very sensitive that Gustavo Petro, the president of Colombia, went to the taking of the oath for the second presidency of Daniel Noboa in Ecuador a few weeks ago. After that, without telling anyone, without announcing it, he went to a very dangerous place of Ecuador. It's called Manta. It's a place where the mafia, drug trafficking lords, they live there. And he went there without telling anyone. And he stayed there. And he didn't even tell the authorities in his own country, in Colombia. And this guy, El Costeño, the person who was captured yesterday, he's related to the same mafia in Ecuador. So people are now saying that the trip of Gustavo Petro to this place in Ecuador, Manta, is related to this assassination attempt, or at least they're investigating it. In any case, I think Marco Rubio was right when, after the assassination attempt of Miguel Uribe, he said, Gustavo Petro is morally responsible. Why? Because Petro has been for months attacking Miguel Uribe. Miguel Uribe is a grandson of a president of Colombia, Julio César Turbara Ayala, very prestigious president. And he was saying, Gustavo Petro, all the time, this guy is a torturer. This guy went against democracy. This guy repressed people, saying lies. These lies, of course, were to harm Miguel Uribe's possibilities. And I end by saying that this situation, it only created a better image of Miguel Uribe. The last polls show that if the elections were today, Miguel Uribe would win with a big advantage. The problem is that he's in line in a bet, and we don't know what's going to happen to him and how is he going to come out of this.
Yes, the critical condition is what Reuters points to. Ernesto, This begins to look like a very large and very, very, very sinister plot. I don't want to get there yet. There are too many conspiracies in the world. But Gustavo Petro has been troubled, and everybody knows it for some time. So it's not surprising that he would do something as reckless as speak with drug lords. However, this seems really reckless on his part to me. Does it seem to you? We have a couple of minutes.
Definitely it does. Gustavo Petro is, he has a past. He wasn't born yesterday. In the past, he was a member of a terrorist organization who assassinated, for example, all the members of the Supreme Court in Peru, in Colombia. He wasn't there in the operation, but he was part of the group. So, did he give up violence? Did he give up that sort of power system? I don't think so. So, and unfortunately, Brazil and Lula are part of why Gustavo Petro got to the power in Colombia, of the all the transactions gave money and resources to people like Petro in Colombia through corruption of Brazilian companies and things like that. So this is a regional phenomenon, a continental phenomenon, and everyone must be together in finding the answers to that, because violence by Petro in Colombia means more violence in Peru, in Brazil, in Argentina, everywhere, right? People need to understand that. And that's the reality.
30 seconds, Ernesto.
Good. About the king being naked. Yes, the king is naked. The king is for the São Paulo left-wing socialist policies with violence in Latin America. That's what we have to fight.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil and a tough trade negotiator. You take it from Donald Trump. And Alejandro Pena Esclusa, an activist for democracy and success in his native country of Venezuela. But right now it's ruled by a bully.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,